Okay, amen. So let's just start with this. I'm going to read this first portion, and it was, if you want to bow your hearts, first portion of this was a word that Randy had had of something that he had seen, and then it goes into a prayer. I just had a little picture of like a wedding ceremony. And you know how usually the bride comes in and the groom is already there, which is true in Christ. He's already there. And we're coming into it. But this was a little different. They were walking down together, the bride and the groom, Jesus and his bride. And they, when they got to the minister, it wasn't a minister. It was the Heavenly Father. And we, with Jesus, we came into his presence as one. And he, the Father, saw us as one. But he said to us, "Do you, Jesus, take this woman to be your wife as lamb forever? Do you, bride, take this man as life forever, this lamb, this man?" And both of them said, "I do." We need to be able to say, "I do." We need to say it before the Father and before the Son like that spirit. That's just beautiful. It makes me want to cry because I see the joy in all three of them, tears of joy. Oh, when the Father spoke, he just said, "Do you take this one?" The Father's joy is that his Son would get a bride, a wife of the Lamb. It was so precious on the Father's part. Is it precious to you? And I could hear the joy in his voice. And I said, "Oh God, help us. Help us, Lord." The hope is more than hope, though. Our hope that we are hoping for is more than just hope in us. It is declared in the Word of God that the groom and the bride will be joined together. It is declared, it is coming, it is going to happen. Now, I want to be a part of that. Do you? It's coming. It's going to happen. We don't have to wonder, though, if it's going to happen. We just have to say, "I do," now. So we can say it in that day, not just in the presence of them, but being a part of the presence that is Jesus right now. It's so beautiful. The hope is in the fact that this is coming. The faith is in the fact that it is coming. And now we believe it and we say, "I do." We don't say anymore, "I believe this." We say, "I do." I don't say anymore, "I believe in Jesus." I say, "I do." Oh, precious Lord. Precious Father, precious Spirit. He's building this right now. There is a momentum happening in this building. Randy says, "I mean it. I feel it. Maybe I'm the head goose, but I feel it. I feel the beauty of it, the joy of it, the worship of it, that it's different. It's different call to worship. It's like the worship that the Father had in his heart for his Son to have a bride. Coming into this oneness, this presence that we have in him. The Father glorifying his Son and exalting him. Father, may what you pour into me, Randy, flow down just like it is in your Son that flows from you. Father, you're filling me. You've been filling me. And I just pray that we're not separate in this room, that we are one. And we have one heart. And whether we feel it at every moment or not, just really doesn't matter. Because we're drawn like to that ark, to that thing that you're doing. Our hearts are being drawn, and that makes us one in him. Lord, let it be just like the ointment that pours over your body.